We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's head back out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline, where we find Mr. Jonathan Bomboli of the Trib. Jonathan, how are you today?
Good, Joe. It's always good to talk to you.
Yes, we've been talking a lot lately. The last time we spoke of raisins, and it became a huge topic at my daughter's softball practice. Well, not huge. I mean, it came up. And it turns out that I think I'm correct here in that whereas raisins were a big deal when I was a kid, the box of raisins was a staple. Less so now. I would say one out of about eight parents on the team was buying their kid boxes of raisins. Greg Brown, I spoke with him. I spoke with a lot of people about the raisin phenomenon and whether it's changed. I thought it was important, perhaps groundbreaking stuff.
Oh, clearly. I have a raisin story to tell you. I was my mom heard us talking about raisins. And she told me a funny story when I was, and I don't remember this, I was very young, like maybe, you know, four or five, however, a little kid. And I was told the story of how grapes became raisins. And I was fascinated by this. So what my parents would do is, like, if I were going out to play, we'd take some grapes and we'd put them on the back porch. And then I'd go out to play for like an hour, and while I was distracted, they would go and they would take the grapes and replace them with raisins. And then I'd come back from the sandbox, and I'd see that the grapes had magically turned into raisins, and I was amazed by this. They just did this to mess with me, apparently, and they thought it was very funny.
I think that's great. It's a good learning experience. Jonathan, let's get to hockey, and let's talk. I had Mike Russo on earlier from The Athletic, talking about the lengths to which the NHL is going to create these bubbles. And it is absolutely incredible. I mean, they're going to run the restaurants in these places. Like if it had been in Pittsburgh was the example he used, and there was a steakhouse here that was in the bubble, the NHL is going to run this thing. I don't know if Gary Bettman's going to be waiting on tables or what, but it's going to be all NHL run. And that's just one of the things as they get ready to start camp and then head to these bubbles. And I'm alternately fascinated and horrified by the whole thing as to whether it's going to work. And I give them credit for trying to make it work.
I mean, if you listen to, you know, infectious disease experts, they'll tell you that this is what has to be done for it to work. There has to be a bubble. So, you know, and it makes this the intricate nature of this plan where everything seems to be taken care of, and they're like, you know, I mean, they have, like, strict penalties for if a player breaks the bubble, like goes out to a bar or something, you lose draft picks. So they're taking it very seriously. And, like, that makes me think much more optimistically that the NHL will be able to play compared to, say, a baseball scenario where you have players that are going to be traveling all over the country. They're not in a bubble, so they're going to be going to bars and restaurants in every town they're in. And you're going to have flare-up after flare-up after flare-up. So, the nature of the salary cap, where players and owners share in the revenue in hockey, it's a very strong sense of the players want there to be revenue as much as the owners do. And because of that, they're willing to subject themselves to this very serious bubble. Will it work? I don't know, but it has a better chance than baseball does. Or I don't think there's any talk of the NFL doing a bubble like this. So it makes me think that I know the NBA does want to do a bubble like this. So I think the NHL and NBA probably have a better chance than baseball and football right now of avoiding serious problems.
Yeah, the NBA, well, MLS has tried it too, and it hasn't worked out well in the bubble in Florida because you have to depend on guys not to break the bubble. But Russo also said, which I found really interesting, is that the Athletic asked him to go to Edmonton for 85 days to cover this, and his initial reaction was absolutely, but then it's the 14-day quarantine once he gets to Canada and the rules there where he'd basically be in his hotel room and that's it. And things like if you're caught out of your room when they check you, you could be fined $250,000. And then the access or lack thereof, once he gets to the arena and things like that, he could be doing the same stuff at home. He's probably going to decide against it and just not go. What do you make of that?
Oh, yeah, that's, I mean, I read the protocols. The NHL specifically said that reporters who go to the site will receive, you know, will get absolutely zero more access than people who cover it from home. You won't be allowed anywhere near the bubble, basically. So if you're just interacting with people, you know, on the phone or in sanctioned press conference settings, you can do all that from your home office. So, yeah, I hear him. I don't think there's any benefit that I can see, really. I mean, you know, maybe for your TV-type entities where you want to have, like, a stand-up outside the arena or something just to sort of indicate that you're there. But for us print types, you know, there's no benefit at all.
Where is sports media heading? We're talking to Jonathan Bomboli from the Trib. Like, I wonder if we're ever going to get back into a locker room again. I wonder if it's simply going to be the White House covering the White House, so to speak, where you're going to have team websites, which I think do a great job in this town. But obviously, they're not going to be critical of the team ever or break bad news, at least not if they can help it. Where are we headed as a sports media industry?
Well, more than ever, we are, I'm just speaking from my own personal experience, but we're really guided by metrics more than we have been in the past. You know, I mean, I started doing this like around the turn of the century, a little before that. That makes it sound like it was like 100 years ago, like 97, 98. And when you would write, the kind of feedback you would get, you know, did people enjoy this? Did they hate it? Did they care? Did they read it? It was limited to like the crackpots who send letters. And you know, they're like scrawled in crayon. And so, or, you know, so you didn't know. But now, you know, we have very specific metrics. You know, what stories get the most viewership, you know, page views? How long do people stick with a story? Do they bail out quickly or do they read the whole thing? Yeah. Do they, you know, where do they go after they've read a story that you wrote? Do they go to another story on your site? So with that, the it's much more reader driven in terms of subject matters that you cover in the media than it ever has been before. And that sounds good, but it's not. Because like a serious story doesn't do nearly as well in the metrics in most cases. That, like, you know, I'll give you an example of a story that did really well on the Trib's website recently. Clint Hurdle sold his house, and we right. have pictures of his house. People love to look inside other people's houses, and that did really well. Is that that's fine? I mean, there's nothing salacious about it. It's not bad, but it's not really advancing anything. It's not a serious discussion of anything important. And it's not even a serious discussion of something unimportant. Like, I mean, that's the kind of sports journalism I like. It's serious discussions of unimportant things like, you know, tactics and topics. And, you know, like I have on my reading list right now, I saw a link to a story about how the goal line fade is the worst play in football. Like, I'll read that. That's the kind of thing I like. But I don't know that the average, you know, that your numbers on your website are going to be particularly good for something like that. So I think we're headed to a even more degree of superficiality and hot takes, which, you know, is, I guess, fine. I mean, it's not the decline of Western civilization. It's not ideal either.
Oh, I think it is the decline of Western civilization. I think we're feeding people these tiny bites, off that they can bite off an idiot stick, you know, and read it in 2 minutes. But before we go, where are we headed as a society? My daughter, I was talking to her about how we used to have to walk up to a television and change the channels. And she looked at me like I was from prehistoric times. We have pre-cut cheese now. Like, I'm a big cheese fan, all kinds, Swiss, cheddar, you name it. And now I can't even conceive of taking a knife and slicing cheese anymore. It's all pre-cut, and I demand it that way now, Jonathan. What have we become?
Well, I remember when I was in college, I used to have I had a 7-iron that I always kept handy in my dorm room so I could change the channel on the cable box so I could reach further. Yeah, that sounds crazy. But you know what's funny is, like, we make all these advancements, and I say that with air quotes, like about, you know, remote controls and pre-sliced cheese. But, like, you know, I watched the Jetsons when I was a kid. Where's my flying car? And not only that, like, when was the last time we cured a disease? Not to get too on the nose in the times that we live in, but, like, when was the last time a disease was eradicated? So basically what we've incentivized is scientific advancements that make it so that you don't have to slice your own cheese. But we haven't incentivized finding cures for deadly disease. So, but you know what, though? But it fits the same mold, Joe, because you get what you deserve. And so that's what we're fascinated by, pre-sliced cheese and smart watches that, you know, can look things up on the internet in addition to tell you the time. I was saying the other day, you know what kind of phone I want? I want a phone that doesn't have any phone service. That's the kind of phone I want. And people just leave me alone, and I can. I just want a smartphone.
Oh, yeah.
Basically an iPad.
I'll tell you what, the cheese thing is very convenient. I will say that. I'm glad that this happened because I enjoy it. Take a little pita chip, dig into the fridge, and I'm done. I don't have to pull out a knife. I don't have to do all of that. I appreciate that. Thank you, Jonathan.
Well, yeah, you bet, Joe. Good to talk to you.
I think he wanted to add something else, but I know that Horse wants me to go. I've been managing the clock like Peyton Manning in his prime for a while now, and we don't want to blow that right now. Okay, top of the hour. The streak continues. We're going to have a little fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.